AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring spoke at a candlelight vigil in Roanoke to honor Allison Parker and Adam West, the TV news reporter and cameraman killed by a gunman Wednesday.
I cannot even begin to imagine the pain and loss that the families of Allison and Adam and Vicky are going through.
The husband of shooting survivor Vicky Gardner says his wife lost a kidney and part of her colon and faces 3 months of convalescence. A search warrant shows the contents of the car that gunman Vester Flanagan was in as he fled the shooting scene. It says he was carrying extra license plates, a wig, sunglasses, and a hat when police tried to pull his rental car over. He also had a pistol and ammunition. Flanagan ran off the road and shot himself. Tropical Storm Erica has pummeled the Caribbean island of Dominica, unleashing landslides and killing at least 4 people. It dumped 15 inches of rain on the small island as it spun west toward Puerto Rico. Forecasters say the storm could reach Florida as a hurricane on Monday. Governor Rick Scott.
We can get a lot of rain here. It's not anticipated that we'll get more than 3 to 4 inches. Maybe there'll be some bands that'll get 6 to 8, but there can be a lot of flooding here. We can be rip currents, all sorts of things.
Recalling Hurricane Katrina, which devastated New Orleans 10 years ago, President Obama said the city is making good on its promise to come back stronger than ever.
This is a city that slowly, unmistakably, together, is moving forward. Because the project of rebuilding here wasn't just to restore the city as it had been, it was to build a city as it should be.
The Dow gained 369 points Thursday, recouping nearly half its losses over the past 2 days. This is AP Radio News. Savannah State University is on lockdown while officers investigate a shooting incident near the student union. One person's been taken to a hospital with injuries. Federal health officials are calling for more states to post information on vaccination rates.
The back-to-school ritual includes getting vaccines, but some parents have opted out of the vaccinations for religious or philosophical reasons. And the CDC says all parents should know just how many are doing that.
I'd like to encourage parents who live in these states to find out what's going on.
The CDC's Ann Schuchat.
Pockets of children who miss vaccinations exist in our communities, and they leave these communities vulnerable to outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases.
Last school year, only 21 states posted vaccination rates for individual schools. The CDC would like to see more states making that information available online. I'm Diane Kepley.
Frank Peterson, Jr., the first black aviator and brigadier general in the Marines, has died at 83. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.